Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump's national security team is finally coming together after yesterday's announcement that Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster will be the national security advisor. And even people who have been critical of Trump are giving the team high marks. Joining us now is retired Admiral James Stavridis, Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Admiral Stavridis, welcome back to Here and Now.
Always great to be on with you, Jeremy.
And you say that McMaster is a terrific pick. Why is that?
I'll give you three reasons. One is he has deep, deep operational experience. Silver Star winner, that's the number three combat decoration you can achieve in the United States. Number two, he's an intellectual with very few peers. PhD from UNC Chapel Hill, published a groundbreaking book, Dereliction of Duty. Reason number three is he's a creative thinker. He knows how to think his way out of a box. He worked for me in Afghanistan for a year. I put him on the toughest problem I had, which was corruption in the Afghan military, and he was superb. He's a wonderful pick.
What about his worldview? What can you tell us about that?
He is someone who believes in American exceptionalism. He believes in operating from a position of strength, but also understands that military power is not always the answer. In Iraq, when he was there as a colonel in command of a brigade up north in a place called Tal Afar, he was the first commander on the ground to truly effectively use soft power, counterinsurgency, working with the population. He was remarkable at his ability to balance both hard and soft power. And thirdly, he's a believer in the value system of the United States.
So what about this team that has developed now? You've got him. You've got retired Marine Generals James Mattis as Secretary of Defense and John Kelly as Director of Homeland Security. A lot of military men.
True. However, knowing all three of them, I would tell your listeners, these are not cliche military folks like Jack Nicholson screaming at the end of A Few Good Men. These are deeply well-read, historically grounded, thoughtful individuals who understand a lot more than just how to make a bullet land in the middle of the target set. So I think this is an all-star team, and I'm going to throw in there Rex Tillerson over at Secretary of State, who brings global knowledge, huge connections, and experience running a big organization. I don't think we have seen a better national security team person for person in a long time.
Do you believe that these men will be able to disagree with the president?
I think they'll be able to disagree with him. The question is, will the president then follow their advice after they disagree with him? And I think the jury's out on that. Frankly, we've seen already a series of back and forths on some pretty key foreign policy issues. One China policy kind of went to a two China policy. Now it seems back to a one China policy. Over in the Middle East, we had a two state solution, went to a one state solution. Seems kind of somewhere in the middle right now. Russia, we can't decide whether we're concerned about Vladimir Putin or we want to get very, very close to the Russian Federation. So I'm hopeful that these four individuals will provide some coherency of vision. And the $64,000 question, Jeremy, is will the president listen and follow it? I hope so.
Well, and then just yesterday we had General Mattis say we're not in Iraq to take the oil, which is exactly the opposite of what President Trump said just a month ago. So are we supposed to listen to the president or the Secretary of Defense on that?
I think what we should do is not necessarily listen, but watch what the administration actually does. Another example of this was during the campaign. Candidate Trump talked about using waterboarding and using torture. General Mattis walked four square away from that in his confirmation hearings. We're not using those tools today. So I think there can be some disagreement and daylight between principals in a government. What you want to do is watch what the administration actually does. And again, we'll know so much more in 6 months about which way this breaks. But boy, that's a good team that will confront the president, and they will speak truth to power.
So, Admiral Stavridis, we've got that team that you are very happy with. And then you've also got Steve Bannon, the president's top political advisor on the National Security Council. Square that for us. What do you think about that?
Well, on the tactical level, it's a mistake for Steve Bannon to be on the National Security Council's Principles Committee. It injects a political voice into what ought to be a rational, fact-based discussion of our international security set. So putting a political operative in that is simply a mistake. Now, every president is entitled to have close advisors of varying backgrounds, and I have no problem with the president seeking and casting a wide net to get advice. But to mix those two together, the political and the national and international security, is a mistake. I would not be surprised to see Steve Bannon's participation in the Principles Committee diminish over time. Again, as a result, I think, of the combined throw weight of the other key individuals we've talked about.
That's retired Admiral James Stavridis, now Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts. Admiral Stavridis, thanks as always.
What a pleasure, Jeremy.